You've got that switched off. Morning. OK, welcome back to the show. We've got Mr. Ben Harrington, a business journalist, a Beaterville blogger. Morning to you, young Ben, and the first person on the show whose mobile phone went off this year. So make sure it's turned off, please, young man. Right, specialised subject, a weekly wrap of the M&A market.
Give it away, though, but telling everybody what I'm about to talk about.
OK, fire away. So you've got 10 minutes, the countdown as Britain's Got Talent again, starts.
No monologue, one-way monologue from me.
Shell BG, yeah. A surprise.
So, anyway, I go away on holiday and, the biggest deal of probably the last decade gets broken and then announced. So,
market timing, du boy.
Yeah, I don't know what the moral of that story is. Possibly that I should go on holiday a bit more often or not. I'm not sure. We'd obviously talked a bit about consolidation happening in the oil sector in the months running up to that deal getting broken by the Wall Street Journal and subsequently getting confirmed the next morning, and BG Group being touted as a target for Shell and Exxon. So Shell have obviously decided to make the move, which has obviously then, as a result, thrown up a whole bunch of rumours about what might happen post that transaction completing, or even possibly during the completion period, which is actually quite long, almost a year. One name that's getting talked about a lot is Anadarko, which is a US-listed oil and gas company. The name, there's quite a few names being mentioned around that, Exxon being one of them, ExxonMobil, which appears to be have lost out on BG Group. But as I was thinking about this morning and coming on the show, I was looking through the wires and I saw that Reuters were reporting an exclusive that Anadarko was actually in the process of selling a stake in one of its Mozambique projects. And ExxonMobil, according to Reuters, is said to be one of the bidders in the process of trying to buy that stake from Anadarko. So who knows whether that might lead into a wider conversation about a transaction for the whole company. Or is it a smokescreen and could they end up coming up with a rival offer for BG Group? Anyway, this is just my own internal speculation for your viewers.
Thought provoking is what we want you to be.
Yeah, just to keep everything keep everybody on their toes. As well as the kind of big obvious names, there's plenty being talked about among the sort of smaller oil companies, mid to small caps. Although one of them again that's being touted often as a takeover target is Tullow Oil, unsurprisingly, which has been touted as a takeover target when it was £15, trading at £15, and I can't remember the last time I looked, it was about 400-500p now. Yeah. So, and it's also being touted as a takeover target. So, will it ever get taken over? I don't know. But anyway, at these levels, it's being talked about again post the Shell BG Group. But again, that's quite low level. Rumour mongering. So that's that. Moving on, again, lots of activity in the pharmaceutical sector over in the US. Consolidation seems to be continuing / ramping up. A couple of weeks ago, we had Mylan launching another huge sort of multi-billion dollar takeover offer for Perrigo, and then subsequently to that, it's being reported that Teva Pharmaceuticals, which is the Israeli drug manufacturing giant, is considering a bid for Mylan. So you've got plenty of sort of game theory playing out there. I also reported on Beaterville a few weeks ago that Shire was in the early stages or had been in the early stages of looking at another US-listed company called Biomarine, that there had been sort of tentative discussions, but it wasn't clear where those had got to, so to speak. It's still not clear where those have got to, but that came from some very good sources. So I stand by that story, and I would definitely keep an eye on Biomarine throughout the year. I can't give your viewers a great steer on the timing of that, but that is definitely one that could end up getting
on the watch list.
Taken out. The other potential bidder for that is Roche, which had a look at it a couple of years ago, came very close to doing something and then decided against it. I think that's when it was trading in the kind of $60 to $70 a share range, and now it's up at the kind of 120, 130 range. So I'm presuming they regretted not pursuing that transaction. Anyway, so moving on from that, so plenty still going on in the pharmaceutical sector.
Yeah, which you've been.
Shire doing deals, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with, Glaxo and Astra, who have so far been sitting on their hands on that front. Astra have. Glaxo did the big swap transaction with Novartis last year, but Glaxo's share price has come down quite a lot compared to, on a relative basis to, the rest of the sector.
Right.
So, not quite sure what's going to be happening there.
But okay.
Definitely an area
to keep wrap up
on.
With Quindel.
Quindel, yeah, just to mention a little bit on Quindel. I did a weekend review talking a bit about Quindel last night on Betaville. I think a few weeks ago, I mentioned that Eddie Truell and his vehicle Tungsten had been circling Quindel, been talking to Slater and Gordon about possibly doing a joint transaction to buy the whole group and then breaking it up with Slater and Gordon, keeping the legal services unit, and then Truell keeping the telematics business and the rest of the assets. But it was all rather kind of a little bit flaky and it never really went anywhere. And the Aussies just want to continue with their transaction, which they were well underway doing. Anyway, the FT then reported on Friday that Truell, via another one of his vehicles, has made an approach for Quindel's telematics business, which I think valuing it about £40 to £50 million. So quite interesting situation there. And I think from my understanding, Quindel's also had approaches from other parties for some of the other constituent parts. So definitely still a lively situation, Quindel. And at the same time, you've got Rob Terry, the former chairman and founder, buying a substantial stake in the stockbroker Daniel Stewart.
I saw that. Yeah. Daniel Stewart.
And seeking
a new Nomad.
FCA approval to go through 10%, which is going to be quite interesting as to whether he's going to get that. I can't say whether he will or he won't, but that will be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah. Okay. Ben Harrington, business journalist, Betaville blogger. Lastly, if somebody's watching, thinking that looks really interesting, where do they go to get your
easy
analysis?
It's a free blog. You can, probably the easiest way to get onto it is just by typing Betaville and my name into Google search. And
I think
it's the highest ranked search, so you should be able to find it pretty quickly that way around.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you, as always. Right, that wraps up the finance show. Let's take a very quick break, and then we'll be back for the sports segment today. We've got Nigel Seeley, Jamie Banks, Ed Fulton, Richard Keys, Mark Housley talking about the weekend's football. And it says here we're going to look to do some snooker, the World Championship outlook. If John Virgo's watching, morning to you, John. OK, let's take that break. Thank you.